In early January, we here at the SoCal Sound lost a dear friend and colleague, Mr. Les Perry. I'm Mike Worrell, and during the next hour, I hope you'll join me in revisiting some of the different programs Les entertained us with over his two-decade run here at 88.5 FM. Les's name will likely be familiar to many of you who listen to the station, especially on weekends, where Les brought us several iterations of Beatles music shows, a separate British Invasion program that featured the 60s hits from the UK absent of the Beatles, and of course Les's alter ego, the Great Kahuna, who had us surfing to the hits of the likes of Dick Dale and the Beach Boys. Over the next 60 minutes, we'll hear archived excerpts from all of these shows, and we'll hear conversations with Jim Nelson and Sky Daniels sharing their thoughts and anecdotes about the times they spent here with Les at the SoCal Sound. Let's begin with Les as the Great Kahuna from a show recorded in March of 2007.
The Great Kahuna is way stoked.
Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world. Don't be afraid to try the greatest sport around.
Catch a wave.
Catch a wave.
Those who don't just have to put it down.
You paddle out, turn around and raise, and baby, that's all there is to the coastline craze. You gotta catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world. Not just a bet, cause it's been going on so long.
Catch a wave, catch a wave.
They'll hit the road and I'll be surfing soon. And when they catch a wave, they'll be sitting on top of the world.
Hey, sometimes you are sitting on top of the world when you catch a wave, especially here at the beach in Malibu, Friday night, 88.5 KCSN, the Great Kahuna. Well, coming up, music from Chubby Checker. That's right, I said Chubby Checker. I'm not going to kid you. The Kahuna doesn't kid you.
KCSN, it's the Great Kahuna.
We'll be right back.
Well, we're all opening those six packs here at the beach in Malibu, and it's a cold night, but we're having a good time, and why not? A little rain never hurt anybody, and I hope you're having a good evening wherever you are here in Southern California. And once again, we're underway here at the beach in Malibu Friday night with the Big Waves, the Two Brides, the Wipeouts, the Woodies. And we are right here on the station that was named the best of LA by Los Angeles Magazine. This is 88.5 members supported KCSN Northridge, Los Angeles, a broadcast service of California State University Northridge since the surfing craze of 1963. And we're streaming on the World Wide Web, KCSN.org. We are its roots and surf radio for Southern California and the world. Now broadcasting to you with HD technology. Once again, from the beach of Malibu, I am the Great Kahuna, and I want to sing you a song.
I was walking down the beach and said to no friend, it was such a beautiful day. The wind was blowing through my hair, the sunlight chased my cares away, and the sun when you're driving down the coast, watch the cliffs below. On beautiful lagoons, three arch bay. The wind was blowing through my head. The sunlight chased my cares away. And the sun dances in the morning sky. California feeling, California feeling, California feeling,
California feeling.
When you're lost in New York City and the sky turns gray, nearly frozen, think of California, yeah. Shield and protector, someone to keep me warm. Your rhapsody in sunlight, you take my breath away. You inspire me in that California way. California feeling, California, California feeling, California, California feeling.
Les Perry, with his surf music-inspired program here on 88.5 FM, and his alter ego, the Great Kahuna, from March of 2007. If you've just joined us, we're paying tribute to Les Perry, who passed away in early January, a 20-plus-year colleague and host here on the SoCal Sound. Prior to, and for a while, coincident with Les's Beatles shows, he also hosted a program called The British Invasion, which featured the tremendous creative musical explosion that hailed from the United Kingdom in the 60s. Here's an excerpt from that program from November of 2006.
KCSN, you're listening to The British Invasion.
Till I met you, but you keeping me waiting all of
your life, and you can do what you want. Do what you like, but please don't keep me waiting.
Listening to The British Invasion with Les Petty, KCSN 88.5.
Without you, baby.
Les, with a bit of a wink-wink from his British Invasion program from 2006 with the Walker Brothers and The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore. The catch being that there were no brothers in the band, there was no one named Walker in the band, and in fact the three principals were from here in L.A., who moved to London to record, then shipped the material back to the U.S. during the British Invasion craze, and had several big hits with folks thinking they were a British band. Welcoming in Jim Nelson, a name that will undoubtedly be familiar to many, if not all, 88.5 FM listeners. Jim was a longtime member of the on-air staff here. Jim did mornings, he did middays, Jim did evenings, he did overnights. And in terms of the Les Perry connection, Jim's weekend show either was immediately before or immediately after Les's Beatles program. Jim, welcome.
Thank you, Mike. Glad to be here. And yeah, I'd say give or take 10 years. Les and I did Saturdays together. A bunch of those years, I would do Saturday mornings, and he would come on right after me with the Saturday with the Beatles show. And then later on, I flipped and came on right after him. So give or take 10 years, I spent time in the studio with Les. And one of the things that I remember that comes to mind most easily is that he was always so well prepared for the show. He would come in with his suitcase or his case full of CDs and a written list of exactly what songs he was going to play that day, because he had spent time the night before thinking about the theme and which songs were going to make the most sense with that theme. And he was ready to go. He knew exactly where he was going to go with the show and exactly what he wanted to do with it. I remember one time Les and I were in the studio during a pledge drive. I was on the air and Les was coming on after me. And Les had gotten a UPS or FedEx package delivered during the week to him. And he opened it up and it was a drum head delivered from Ringo Starr. Mm. And I believe it was autographed. And the message basically was, here, Les, if you can use this to help raise some money for your pledge drive, you know, here you go. You're welcome to it. And so I remember Les being connected to the Beatles community. He loved that music. He knew it like nobody's business. And he had such a nice long run on the radio in Los Angeles, both on 88.5 FM and other stations. And we had a lot of long time great conversations.
Longtime on-air host Jim Nelson with his thoughts and remembrances of working with Les Perry on the weekends here at the SoCal Sound. I'm Mike Worrell, and we're remembering Les Perry, who passed away in early January, and all the great musical entertainment he brought us over the years. Tell me if this reminds you of anything.
Hey, it's 10 o'clock on a Saturday.
So it is.
Of course, this was the opening to Les's long-running Saturday Club program, which aired on Saturday mornings at, you guessed it, 10 o'clock. Let's listen to a portion of Les's 20th anniversary show of the Saturday Club, recorded in early February of 2021. Things to listen for are the acknowledgement of listener requests, his Happening This Week in Beatles History segment, and the 60s-era radio commercials with a spot for a Rolling Stones concert here in L.A., with tickets priced at $7.
The Fab Four.
And so much more.
Saturday with the Beatles, with Les Perry.
The Beatles Spectacular is really moving.
Woo! We've got requests coming in from Allison in Oregon. We've also got one from Phil in West Hills, and also Stephen in Santa Clarita. Norman in New York, all the way from New York, and also Molly in Studio City, and many, many more. So stick around at Side 2. Hour 2 of the Saturday Club, Saturday with your Beatles, and it's our request day because it's our 20th anniversary, so we let you program the program for our 20th year. We were going to have a big party, but unfortunately, due to all the circumstances, the pandemic and all that, I'm in here all by myself, but I'm having a good time. I got my Rainier Ale, and I'm ready to go. So we've got some more great songs lined up for you, but first, let us see what was happening on February 6th in Beatles history. In 1958, George Harrison officially becomes a member of the Quarrymen. He had hung out and played backup and filled in once in a while, but I guess on this date he became an official member of the group.
1963, the Beatles performed at the Granada Cinema, part of the Helen Shapiro tour. 1964, tickets for the Ed Sullivan Show sell out. Yes, they did. That would be coming up on next Tuesday. It would be the anniversary of the Ed Sullivan Show. Wow, was that ever a big event. Also, She Loves You is in the 23rd week of the UK Top 30. With the Beatles, the LP is in its 11th week on the UK chart. 1967, we see the Beatles signed a contract with EMI, extending their contract till 1976. 1968, Ringo Starr appears on the Cilla Black television show, and we have that up on our Facebook page, Saturday with the Beatles, if you want to see it. It's kind of funny. It's mostly audio, but it's still funny to listen to. And the Beatles are recording and mixing Lady Madonna and Inner Light. 1970, we saw the UK release of John Lennon's Instant Karma. 2012 was the release of Paul McCartney's Kisses on the Bottom. And 2021, we celebrate 20 years playing the Beatles for you right here on the Independent 88.5 FM. Lots of fun. We had a really good time when this guy came by.
Hi, this is Eric Idle, and you're listening to KCSN Arts and Roots Radio and Meet the Beatles.
Yep, we were Meet the Beatles. We were Arts and Roots Radio. We were everything. But today, we're here playing the music for you, like this one for Allison.
Hi, this is Bob Eubanks. Welcome. Hey, you're listening to The Saturday Club, 88.5 KCSN with my buddy Les Perry. but everybody listens.
Once again, good Saturday morning to you. It is the Saturday Club, with you every Saturday from 9 a.m. until 12 noon, in our 20th year, playing the Beatles for you right here on the Independent 88.5 FM. And do check out our Facebook page, Saturday with the Beatles. Lots of cool stories and lots of cool pictures we post up there for you every day, 7 days a week. Check it out.
Hi there, everybody. This is Ella Fitzgerald saying, it's Music City.
Thank you very much, Ella. This is Clyde Wallach. Visit Music City early for the big, wonderful gift selection of stereo tapes. Music City has every kind of reel-to-reel, 4-track, 8-track, cartridge, and cassette tapes, and also play tapes. Over 10,000 individual tape selections for your convenience. Every one right at your fingertips. Guaranteed, safety-sealed, never played. Top 10 albums, contemporary, rock, rhythm and blues, jazz, classics, Broadway shows, and picture scores. You can use Bank America card, MasterCharge, or any major credit card at Music City.
It's Music City.
Ladies and gentlemen, KHJ proudly presents, live at the Hollywood Bowl, the Rolling Stones. This is it, their only 66th showing in Southern California, the Rolling Stones. See the concert of the year brought to you by Boss Radio. To assure everyone an opportunity to see the Stones, tickets are available by mail only. Use the coupon coming in Friday's LA Times. Remember, you must use the coupon coming in Friday's Times to purchase your tickets to the KHJ Rolling Stones concert. The Rolling Stones, one show only, July 25th at the Hollywood Bowl. Tickets from $3 to $7. Be on the lookout for the concert coupon coming Friday in the Times. And be at the Hollywood Bowl for this out-of-sight summer cookout. The incomparable, electrifying Rolling Stones, presented by Boss Radio.
K-R-L-A.
Places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone and some remain. All these places have their moments with lovers and friends. I still can recall.
In My Life by the Beatles, and we're remembering and celebrating the life of Les Perry, who hosted the Saturday Club featuring the music of the Fab Four for more than 20 years here on the SoCal Sound. We'll get back, if you will, to more Saturday Club excerpts in just a second, but Les was also a great pinch hitter for other weekend hosts who needed a day off here and there. Here, Les fills in for Pat Baker on Pat's fabulous Tangled Roots show. This from September of 2013.
Ready for a little folk, blues, and rock and roll? Well, when you mix them all together, you get the Tangled Roots. And in for Pat Baker today, my name is Les Perry. Pat's on vacation. We'll be back next week. But up until then, from now until 3 o'clock this afternoon, we've got some great music lined up for you. Like this one from Bruce Springsteen from the Seeger Sessions.
I thought I heard the captain say, pay me my money down. Tomorrow is our sailing day. Pay me my money down. Pay me, pay me, pay me my money down. Pay me or go to jail. Pay me my money down. As soon as that boat clears the bar, pay me my money down. They knock me down with a spar. Pay me my money down. Pay me, pay me, pay me my money down. Pay me or go to jail. Pay me my money down.
Joining us now is Mr. Sky Daniels. Sky was the initially program director here at 88.5 FM in the mid-teens. He morphed that into becoming both the program director and the general manager until his retirement in early 2021. And Sky and Les, I'm sure, had many conversations. They were lifetime radio men, had many things in common. Sky, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you, my friend. Good to see you, Mike. And Les, you're right. We had a lot of conversations. He loved radio. You know, Les Perry lived for radio. He's a guy who loved the medium, loved the music, loved the fans. Would spend a lot of time, you know, every time we had an event, Les would go out, he would spend hours talking to the fans, and he really cared about it. And he'd done it all. I mean, the guy was in commercial radio. He worked with Wolfman Jack and Gary Owens. You know, that's how much experience he had going. He worked at K-Rock for a while. When he got into public radio, he had been working. He'd been teaching, I guess, at KPCC. Teaching radio, did a broadcast class there, as well as at the Santa Monica Community College. So he ended up working at KCRW too. So he had had experience in both commercial radio and in public radio. The guy who deep in his soul believed in the medium of radio and understood you got to really connect with the fans. You have to care about them, you have to think like them, and you have to respect them. And he did. He truly did. I also marveled at his Beatles show. You know, when you think about playing a two-hour show of music that we've all heard, you know, probably the most listened to band, certainly it is the most listened to band of all time. If you look at even Spotify metrics, they have gotten more spins of their music across all the platforms, be it broadcast radio, digital, or anywhere else, than any other band. But Les still found a way every week to come up with a fresh theme and a certain angle to populate the 2 hours with. And I would catch myself going in, going, okay, let's just check and see what Les is doing. And he would suck me in because he would have hit on a theme that I went, I never thought of that one. There's a lot of things about the guy. Never got rich doing this, but he gave everything he had to it. And when I found out about his passing, I got to tell you, as you know, I was truly saddened by it because he was a great guy. He was a good friend. And I'm really going to miss the guy. I really am going to miss Les Perry.
Former SoCal Sound General Manager and Program Director Sky Daniels with his thoughts about the late Les Perry. I'm Mike Worrell, and we're revisiting excerpts of the work that Les did over the two-plus decades that he was on the air here at 88.5 FM. Les passed away in early January. We'll next hear a Saturday Club show from August of 2021. Les would frequently ask us, what do these songs have in common? And for the next hour or more, we'd have to figure out just that. I'd often listen to the show in my garage workshop while working on a favorite project and would frequently stop in the middle of what I was doing to try and piece together what the currently playing song had to do with all the others played during the hour. Sometimes it was dead easy, but other times he kept me hanging on until the very end of the show before the big reveal. Great stuff indeed. This segment also includes his weekly birthday segment and the weekly sign-off, this one with a bit of a tease to Jim Nelson, who we heard from earlier in the show. Saturday Club from August of 2021.
Hey, it's 10 o'clock on a Saturday.
So it is.
Let's go home then.
Saturday Club, Terrell is Saturday Club, Terrell is Saturday Club, Terrell is Saturday Club, Terrell is Saturday, Saturday Club.
We said our goodbyes the night before. Love was in your eyes the night before. Now today I find you have changed your mind. Treat me like you did the night before. Were you telling lies the night before? Was I so unwise?
treat me like you did the night before. Last night is the night I will remember you by. When I think of things we did, it makes me wanna cry. We said all makes me wanna cry. Were you telling lies?
The night before.
Was I so unwise?
The night before.
When I held you near, you were so sincere. Treat me like you did the night before. Like the night before.
Treat me like you did the night before. Man, that would be nice. Hey, we're straight out of Studio V, live from Westfield, Topanga. It's a two-hour Beatle binge, meeting number 269 of your Saturday Club. It is Saturday with the Beatles, and now with the Olympics and the Rams football, you still have 2 hours of Beatles every Saturday morning. That's cool. Hey, Paul considers releasing much more studio outtakes, and we have that story on our Facebook page, Saturday with the Beatles. Paul also talks about his love for performing, which will be featured in this month's Rolling Stone magazine. On this date, album release, the soundtrack for Help, that was released on this date. We got our version of it. And the Beatles hold a press conference at the Warwick Hotel on this date, August 13th, 1965. In 1966, the Beatles were playing in Detroit. Also in 1966, a Texas radio station organizes a Beatles bonfire. Wow. And in 1966, on this date, Revolver hits number one and stays in that number one position for 7 weeks, an album that we featured here last week in the Saturday Club. We're going to be playing a track from that coming up in just a moment. But I want to say welcome to the Saturday Club, Saturday with your Beatles. Today, all these songs have something in common. It's going to be an easy one, but you have to figure out what it is. So sit back and enjoy. We just heard the night before. Here's another one from Revolver on 88.5 KCSN. Remember, either the lyrics or the song titles, everything has something in common today.
When I wake up early in the morning, lift my head, I'm still yawning. When I'm in the middle of a dream, stay in bed, float upstream. I don't mind, I think that crazy.
Night and day, you are the one. Only you, beneath the moon and under the sun. Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are, I think of you. Night and day, day and night, why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you. Night and day, night and day, under the hide of me, there's oh such a hungry yearning burning inside of me. And its torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night. Its torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night. Night and day, day and night, night and day.
Well, all right. We had to play a couple of Ringo tracks in there since this is his favorite radio station. Thank you, Ringo. And Night and Day from Sentimental Journey. And he heard it all right here. Okay, did he guess what the theme for the program was today? Very, very simple. Yeah, it was about night, stars, dreams, sleep, and anything that had to do with that. So, that was our theme today. Hope you enjoyed it. Wow, what a great day. All kinds of great songs about night and sleep and the mystery of the night and good night and all those cool songs. Beware of Darkness. And it's all right here in your Saturday Club, Saturday with the Beatles. Every Saturday, 10 a.m. until 12 noon, live from Studio V at Westfield Topanga. All right, I want to say happy birthday one more time to Santino and everybody that's having a birthday this week. This goes out to you from all of us here in the Saturday Club.
Yeah. just anybody. Help! You know I need someone. Help! When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. I change my mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being round. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me? And now my life has changed in oh so many ways.
Help, I need somebody. We'll send that one out to Santino on his birthday. It was released on this date back in 1965, the U.S. album release. And you can find that on our Facebook page, Saturday with the Beatles, and enjoy it. Give us a like when you do. That's going to do it for meeting number 269 of your Saturday Club for this week. We are going to adjourn the meeting right now. I want to thank everybody that joined us today and enjoyed the program. I want to thank Jennifer for the great job she does on our Facebook page, Saturday with the Beatles. Also, Jasmine at Pete's Coffee here in the Village, thank you for the green tea and always that beautiful smile you give me every Saturday morning. And what more can I say except that's going to wrap it up, and we'll see you again next Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. I hope you've enjoyed the show. And, Jim, is it Jim Nelson's coming up next. We'll see you later. Bye. Enjoy the warm weekend and stay cool.
Really is it. So, for the time being, it's cheerio from the Beatles. Goodbye, George. Goodbye, John. Ring a Paul, Rodney Beck.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye.
And that really is it, our look back and tribute to Mr. Les Perry, who entertained us all as listeners to the SoCal Sound for more than 20 years. We'll miss you, buddy. My thanks to Jim Nelson and to Sky Daniels for sharing their thoughts about Les, and to Mookie Kazor and Pat Osborne as they lead the SoCal Sound ever onward, and a special thanks to Jennifer Jacobson, who lent me the archival material for this program. I'm Mike Worrell, and thank you for spending this hour with me remembering our friend, Les Perry.